From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. President Obama addressed the United Nations General Assembly for the first time this morning. He said the time has come for the world to move in a new direction. He noted that on his first day in office, he banned the use of torture by the U.S.
We are doing the hard work of forging a framework to combat extremism within the rule of law. Every nation must know America will live its values, and we will lead by example.
The president urged all members to work together to stop the spread of nuclear weapons, to promote peace, to preserve the planet, and to improve the global economy. The Federal Reserve's policymaking Federal Open Market Committee concludes 2 days of meetings today in Washington. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
Chairman Ben Bernanke and his colleagues have the task of projecting the pace of economic growth, the level of unemployment, and the rate of inflation over coming months, and setting an appropriate monetary policy to provide for sustainable growth and price stability. Bernanke has said the recession is very likely over, but has also warned economic growth could be so moderate it will take some time to bring down unemployment from near double digits. Other officials have expressed similar sentiments. And with inflation low, there is little pressure on the Fed to move away from a policy of targeting the overnight federal funds rate near zero and trying to hold down longer-term rates. The Fed is expected to repeat its intention to keep rates exceptionally low for an extended period. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Two banks have announced new rules for when customers spend more money than they have in their accounts. From member station WFAE in Charlotte, Scott Graff reports.
Starting next month, Bank of America will no longer charge customers whose accounts are overdrawn by less than $10 a day. Currently, overspending by just a few dollars would lead to a $35 overdraft penalty. The Charlotte-based bank is also changing how many transactions it will impose overdraft fees on, down from 10 a day to 4. J.P. Morgan Chase says it will make similar changes. Those are set to begin early next year. Bank of America says it's updating the policies to reflect the changing needs of its customers in tough financial times. The new rules also come at a time when Congress is poised to do more to protect consumers, as evidenced by more customer-friendly credit card rules passed earlier this year. For NPR News, I'm Scott Graff in Charlotte.
In a sign of the times, the sheriff of Alexander County, Illinois, says five of his patrol cars have been repossessed by the bank because of non-payment. But he has 11 fewer employees these days. His department has laid off three-quarters of its workforce. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 17 points at 98.12. The Nasdaq is down 1 point at 21.45. The S&P is down about 2.5. This is NPR News. A Bulgarian woman has won the top job at the Paris-based UN Culture Agency. She was picked over an Egyptian candidate who fell out of favor after being accused of anti-Semitism. Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris.
Bulgarian career diplomat Irina Bokova is the new head of the UN Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO. She beat out Egyptian Culture Minister Farouk Hosni for the job. Bokova was elected Director General after 5 rounds of voting by UNESCO's Executive Council. The bitterly fought contest took place under political pressure from many sides. Egypt's president lobbied heavily for his candidate, but Farouk Hosni was dogged by anti-Semitism accusations after saying last year that he would burn Israeli books. Hosni later apologized for the remark and said he had made it under pressure from Egyptian hardliners, but in the end his nomination was too controversial. Bukova is currently serving as Bulgaria's ambassador to France. She will be the first woman to head a major UN organization. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Officials say there have been at least 10 deaths in recent days from floods in Georgia and Alabama. They estimate there's been $250 million in damage in Georgia alone. Governor Sonny Perdue has asked President Obama to declare a state of emergency. The flooding comes just months after a 2-year drought in the region. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has declared a state of emergency for Ventura County. A major wildfire has burned about 8,500 acres. Moore Park College closed today as the flames burned in hills above the campus. Two firefighters suffered minor injuries. Fire officials say numerous homes are still in danger. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.